Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Before time began, for all eternity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit had that perfect fellowship with one another. They had that perfect love with one another. There was that perfect holiness amongst them. And for all eternity, as they dwelt in that glory, they were dwelling in that place. That wondrous love, one with another, enjoying fellowship one with another. And then there came that point in time where the Lord Jesus Christ left that glory of heaven and came down to earth. He left that splendor of heaven. He left the fellowship which he had with the Father and the Holy Spirit in heaven. He left all that glory and he came down to earth. And he came, it says here, he came down to be a servant. And think about that for a moment. God himself, God who is holy, God who dwells in splendor, God who dwells in glory, who is all-powerful, who is altogether great, who is perfect in his love, that same God came down to earth and he came down to be a servant. And as he lived that life upon earth, he was living a life of a servant. He saw the needs of the people as he walked about the earth. As he walked about, he saw the needs of the people and he ministered to them. He came and touched them. He came and healed them. He came and restored them. He came and strengthened them. He poured out his love towards them. Those needy people, wherever he was, there was need everywhere. And he came and ministered to those people. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Lord Jesus Christ today, tonight, is here to minister to those in need. He's here to minister to those who have need. But the thing that marked out the Lord's ministry throughout his life was this: that the people came with their needs to him. And I wonder, tonight, will you acknowledge that you're a needy person? Will you acknowledge that you're that person who is weak, without strength, lost, a person in need, a person in spiritual need, a person in physical need, a person who is without hope, a person who needs a touch from the Lord Jesus Christ? Because time and again, throughout the New Testament, we saw, throughout the Gospels, we see people coming to Jesus. We see huge numbers of sick coming to Jesus with a need, and coming to Jesus, and Jesus touching them and taking away their sickness, restoring them, because they came and acknowledged their need. And I wonder tonight, will you admit that you're a needy person? You're a person in need. You're a person who is without hope. You're a person who needs a touch from the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you confess that you have a need tonight? Because the Lord Jesus responds to people who confess that they're in need. He responds to needy people. That is the very nature of the Lord Jesus. Throughout his earthly ministry, that he demonstrated that time and again. And he demonstrates that time and again now. Even though he is at the right hand of the Father, he still is one who is meeting people's needs. And he calls you and cries out to you. Will you respond by saying, yes, tonight I'm a needy person and I need a touch from the Lord Jesus Christ. I need him to reach out and touch my life because I'm that person who is in need. And when you think of what a servant does, a servant has only thought for the one who is he serving. His eyes are constantly upon the person who he's serving. And the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, his eyes are upon you. He came to serve mankind. He came to meet the needs of mankind. And tonight he sees everything about you. He sees your whole situation. He sees your whole life. He knows everything about you. He knows the things about your life that no one else knows. He knows everything. And he wants to come and reach into your situation and into your life and meet your very need and to touch your life and to completely change it. He wants to do that. And it's a question of whether you will come to him and say, yes, I'm that needy person. I need a touch from you. It says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ stooped down and he came as a servant to minister, to meet the needs of a needy world. He came into the midst of a dark world and he came to meet the needs of people. But he also came as a savior. He came and went and was obedient even unto death upon a cross. He went all the way to the cross to die for you, that you could be reconciled to God the Father, so that your sin could be all washed away, so that your sin could be cleansed. And once again, what is required of you is one simple thing. Just as those people that the Lord ministered to on earth who were sick and needed a touch from the Lord, had to confess that they were in need. They had to come to him as needy people. Tonight, you need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ as a sinner. You need to come to him and say, yes, I'm that person. I'm the one who has broken your commandments. I'm the one who isn't a good person. You need to come to him as one who has gone astray. You need to come to him and say, yes, I've rebelled against you. But you see, the wonderful thing of the Lord Jesus Christ is this, that the moment you come to him confessing yourself as a sinner, confessing yourself in need, confessing yourself as one who is guilty, the Lord Jesus Christ comes and touches your life and washes your sin away and washes your guilt away and reconciles you to the Father. Because that's what he came to do. The Lord Jesus Christ left the glory of heaven. He left the glory of that fellowship and intimacy with the God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And he came and dwelt amongst sinful men. And then he stooped even lower and went to the cross. And there he endured the punishment for your sin. He was punished so that you didn't have to be punished. There upon that cross, there upon the cross, he took upon himself your sin. So that if only you will cry out to him, you'll be cleansed and washed clean of all your sin. It's the Lord Jesus Christ coming as a servant, coming as a savior, looking right into the very depths of your being, looking into your heart and seeing that you're lost, seeing that you're needy, seeing that you're without hope, and saying he will meet your need tonight if only you will confess that you're needy. If only you will say, yes, I'm that needy person. Yes, I'm that sinful person. He will meet that need tonight. I wonder, will you call out to him, cry out to him, oh, have mercy upon me, save me. Will you cry out to him and say, oh, meet my need tonight. Oh, minister to me. Pour out your love in my heart. And then, towards the end of the passage that we read, it says this, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I wonder tonight, will you not only come as a needy person and confess Jesus Christ as your Saviour? Will you also confess him as your Lord? You see, the Lord Jesus Christ is worthy to be worshipped. The Lord Jesus Christ has been exalted. He rose from the dead and has been exalted to the right hand of the Father. He has been given a name above every other name. His very being is wonderful. He is pure. He is holy. He is altogether lovely. Everything about him, his kindness. Everything about him, his purity and holiness and just. That is his very nature. And because of that, he is worthy to be worshipped. And will you tonight stoop low and bow down before him and confess him as your Lord? Will you submit your whole life to him? Will you put your whole life into his hands? Will you yield yourself up to him and say, I'm no longer going to go my way, but I'm going to go the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to make him my King and my Lord and put my whole life in the control of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you can wander through life and you can believe that the Lord Jesus Christ exists without ever recognizing him as your Lord, without ever recognizing him as your King, without bowing before him, so that he is in charge of your life. You can be in that position where you're wandering through life without him being the Lord over everything you do. And tonight, he cries out to you and appeals to you. Will you make him your Lord? Will you acknowledge that he really is the King of Kings? Will you worship him and say, yes, he is worthy to be worshipped? Oh, the Lord wants to meet you in your need. He wants to meet you in a personal way, not in a kind of some sort of general way, but meeting you right where you are. In your situation, in your need, in your hopelessness, in your desperate state, in your sinfulness, a personal God meeting an individual and meeting you tonight. If only you will say, yes, I am needy. Yes, I am sinful. You will have an encounter with the living God. You will have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll know your life changed around if only you'll put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Acknowledge him as Saviour. Acknowledge him as Lord. Amen.
Let's sing 598 in Redemption Hymnal. 598, wash me, O Lamb of God, wash me from sin. By thine atoning blood, O make me clean.